listening to the Oh Crap Potty Training Podcast. I am your host, Janie Growacki. I am the author of Oh Crap Potty Training and Oh Crap, I Have a Toddler. Today, I want to talk about something called It's Not a Me Problem, It's a You Problem. So occasionally what happens in potty training is parents will contact me for issues that they think are a potty training issue. They'll be like, this didn't happen till I potty trained. But it turns out that these things are parenting issues. So I'm going to run through a list of very common scenarios that we see. Number one, finger up the butt. People will contact me and say, I started potty training, I took the diaper off, and now he's sticking his finger up his butt, or she's sticking her finger up her vagina. They are playing with it themselves. I don't know what to do. This is not a me problem. This is a you problem. This is a parenting problem. And I wouldn't even say a problem. It is a natural part of life. Your child, without having any structured diaper, something that like keeps them taped in, like a taped product, they're going to play with themselves. And so you have to get very, very good at saying, you know what? We don't touch ourselves at the table. If you would like to go to your room and you would like to play with your private parts, that would be fine. But we don't do that here. So you have to delineate, like, where do you allow your child to play with themselves? Where do you not? It is a natural part of life. If you try to curb this, you'll probably get into trouble. All right, playing in poop. Playing in poop, there's a couple of variations of this. Again, this is not a potty training problem. It's not a me problem. It's a you problem. But playing in poop indicates some other behavior is under the surface. So it might be that your child's bored. It might be they shouldn't be in the crib. It might be, you know, if your child's going through maybe some psychological things, it could be indicative of a problem. But generally speaking, I treat poop as bleach. What do you do when your child gets into bleach under the cupboard, right? Like we all have bleach under the cupboard. If my child got into bleach, I'd be like, oh, hell no. And sometimes we give a little too much credence to like, oh, they're playing in poop. It's natural. Oh, we should allow this. No, we shouldn't. It needs to be nixed. And you may need help. It's not potty training help, though. You might need behavioral help. Next on my list, uncontrollable diarrhea. So very often I am contacted by parents when their child has uncontrollable diarrhea. More recently, I've gotten three cases where the diarrhea is a diagnosis and they want me to help them potty train. I can't help you potty train diarrhea. Like I can help you strategize things, but if your child can't feel the sensation, I can't help your child feel the sensation. The child who refuses to wear clothes. Okay. I get this question a lot. Oh, no, 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 no. My kid doesn't want to wear clothes. My kid only wants to wear clothes. My kid only wants the red pants. I literally heard from somebody last week who said, no, he needs to wear his red pants. If he doesn't wear his red pants, he gets upset. Dude, we're talking about 2 or 3 year olds. You have to take charge of this situation and hide the red pants. Whether your child wants to wear clothes or doesn't want to wear clothes, why are we letting that child dictate what happens in your house at any given time? And you guys know I'm not authoritative. I mean, I'm not authoritarian. However, we have skewed the pendulum so far in some respects that now we're like catering to the 2-year-old who only wants to wear red pants. That's a little asinine, guys. I would not humor that. All right. The kid who screams in your face when you mention the potty. Again, this is not a potty training issue. This is a parenting issue. Your child should not be screaming in your face about anything. And this is my potty training podcast, so I'm not going to address all the parenting things. You should probably listen to my other podcast, but this is not a potty training thing. This is a parenting thing. Your three-year-old should not be screaming in your face such that you now change your parenting behavior. A household member who won't allow the child to be naked. All right, this comes up a lot in like, you know, like if you're potty training with your grandmother or maybe a nanny who culturally doesn't believe in naked. I can't help that. I cannot help that. That is a you problem, because all I know is that we have to have the child be naked for a day so that you begin to see the signs of pee. If you don't begin to see the signs of pee, you can't catch it in time. So if you have somebody in your house who doesn't want your child to be naked, you have to change your house. I can't change your house. Okay, I think I beat that dead horse. Oh, you have carpets or precious furniture. Again, I can't control that. Guys, listen, these are 2 or 3 year olds. If you expect them to come out of the gates peeing and pooping on the potty after two and a half, 3 years of pooping in a diaper because you said so, I can't help you. And if you have really precious things and you can't have your child be naked and you can't have your child have an accident, then continue wearing diapers till your child's 5. If that seems better to you, then I don't know really what to do, but I can't help you. House layout. I often get this. Oh, I don't know what to do. We're potty training in the kitchen, but my bathroom is on the 3rd floor. That's the way our house is laid out. Okay. Again, what am I going to do with that? Y'all, you gotta like strategize for your own circumstance. I can't change your house setup. I can't make your child pee. I can't bring the potty. These questions sometimes drive me nuts because I'm like, what would you like me to do about this? So stop being a victim about all these questions. And if in your head you're listening to this and you're like, well, I would potty train Jamie, except that X, Y, and Z, stop being a victim and strategize around your own X, Y, and Z. But that is not a potty training issue. It's either logistics, it's your parenting, it's behavioral, but don't blame it on potty training, and certainly don't blame it on me. All right, hold on. I have more questions. Upcoming vacations that can't be canceled. Okay, if you have an upcoming vacation, I'm very clear about this in my book and on my podcast. If it's all scheduling, it depends on you guys. I would not potty train a child if you were leaving in, say, like 3 days to get on a plane to go cross country to your mother-in-law's house who doesn't want anything on her carpet. That seems like a really bad setup for the child. So it's really hard for me to give a broad stroke in this scenario because it really depends on where you're going, how long, what are we looking at? What does the child have to come back and go back to daycare? So you have to kind of take your own scenario. And the biggest thing is support your fucking kid. Don't hang your kid out to dry and think, oh, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to potty train, even though I'm not going to be able to give my child full attention. I'm not going to be able to support them. My mother-in-law hates getting shit on her carpet. Like, don't do that. Okay. Family members who have zero patience for any kind of accidents. This is a tricky one. When you have a family member, if they're like watching the child closely, like maybe they're your daycare, maybe you spend a real lot of time with them, this is a tricky one. Yeah, oh man, this is hard. You have to gauge it. You have to gauge it by your situation. How much is the child going to be spending time with them? Like, for example, are they your full-time caregiver? You're with them 5 days a week. The child's with them 8 hours every day, and they have zero patience for accidents. I can't help you. Like, I can't change that person's mind, right? that might take some negotiating, a situational negotiating. If it's 2 days a week for 2 hours, can we work with the grandparent or the other caregiver? But in general, if you come to me and say, well, this is the situation, now how do I potty train? Again, I can't help you. And I don't mean to be negative in this podcast, but people come to me with these situations that I can't change. I can't make the adults in your life be better for the child. The only thing I can do is help you support your child. And we have to give these kids a freaking fighting chance. They are 2 or 3 years old. And so many of these questions are about 5 or 6 adults in a child's life who are behaving badly or have no patience with the child. And that is awful, in my opinion, but I also can't change that. If it's a minute situation, maybe I can talk to the other person, maybe I can get something going on. But in general, I can't change adults to suit your child. All the adults in your child's life should be supporting the child. So I feel like this podcast has been a little aggressive, but I get so upset. I get so upset that we're not supporting kids and we're expecting everybody else, all the grown-ups, all the situations, the household situation, the vacation situation, we're expecting that to show up for the child. And we need to show up for the child, at least for this tiny milestone that should be very fast. All right. On that note, I want to tell you guys that I am just finishing redoing our Pooping Solutions course, and it is unfucking believable. So stay tuned for those details. And as always, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you listening.